Whether you're a seasoned leader or just stepping into management, negotiations are inevitable, whether it's with your team, customers, or partners. Knowing how to approach negotiations is crucial because, as we all know, you can't always force a desired outcome. Negotiation is the tool you use when you have to find common ground. And today, we'll break down how to do that effectively. Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, where we help you unlock your potential as a leader by diving into essential topics in management, strategy, and negotiation. I'm Liliane, but you can call me Lily, and today we're talking about negotiation, specifically how to negotiate successfully using three key concepts: BATNA, reservation price, and ZOPA. So today it's our second episode on negotiation, but it is such an impactful topic that I am convinced it's worth spending the right amount of time. So when do we negotiate? Typically, it's when we can't directly enforce our desired outcome. But this is important. We only negotiate when we believe it's to our advantage. A good negotiated solution happens when there isn't a better alternative available. Think about this common scenario. One of your star employees, let's call him Charles, is being courted by another company. Losing Charles would be costly, but perhaps not as costly as negotiating a retention offer to keep him. In your mind, you are weighing the cost of giving Charles financial incentives or a better role against the cost of losing him. This is the core of any negotiation, weighing alternatives and understanding when a deal makes sense. Now, let's look at the framework that every successful negotiation rests on. There are three key concepts that will shape your approach. BATNA, your best alternative to a negotiated agreement. Reservation price, that's your walkaway point. And ZOPA, the zone of possible agreement, or if you want, the range in which a deal is possible. Let's break this down, starting with BATNA. BATNA, or best alternative to a negotiated agreement, was coined by Roger Fisher and William Urey. It's simple yet powerful. Your BATNA is what you'll do if the negotiation doesn't reach a deal. In other words, what's your best option if the talks fall? Here's an example. Imagine a consultant negotiating with a potential client about a big project. Before going into the meeting, the consultant knows her BATNA is that she can spend her time working for other clients on a different project that will bring in, let's say, 15,000 euros, right? So she's already done her math. So if the new client doesn't offer something better than that, she can walk away confidently. Why is this important? Because without knowing your batna, you won't know when to walk away. Some people make the mistake of being overly optimistic or refusing a good deal because they don't truly understand that what their best alternative is. Others may accept a weak offer because they haven't explored their options thoroughly. So that's where batna saves you from bad decisions. A strong batna gives you power at the negotiation table. If your batna is solid, you can push for more favorable terms because you know you have something better to fall back on. If your batna is weak, you are in a weaker position and more likely to accept whatever's on the table, even if it's not in your best interest. For example, if our consultant didn't have any other work lined up, she'd be in a tough spot, possibly accepting a lower offer just to avoid having no income. So it is crucial to not only know your batna, but to improve it whenever, wherever possible. Let's talk about improving your batna. So you have pretty much three strategies that you can have. So you can improve your batna, so find better alternatives before you even go into negotiations, which I believe is the wiser option. You can identify the other side's batna. So you need to know, you know, where they stand. So you need to know their alternatives so that, you know, you understand what is your leverage. And last but not least, if you can, and that's not always possible, try to weaken the other side's batna. If their options are limited, your offer becomes more valuable. So take a moment to reflect on your current negotiations. Do you have a batna, and how strong is it? All right, now that you understand batna, let's move on to the reservation price. You know, that's your walkaway point. The reservation price is the least favorable deal you're willing to accept. It's derived from your batna, but it's not necessarily the same. Okay, for example, if you are negotiating office space and your current rent is 20 euro per square foot, that's your batna. But maybe you'd be willing to pay more, say 30 euros per square foot, to move closer to your customer. So your reservation price in this case is 30 euros. Anything above that, and you walk away. So why is the reservation price important? Well, it keeps you grounded. It prevents you from getting caught up in the heat of the moment and accepting a deal that's worse than what you can realistically afford. And I think it is so important because I actually have seen people, I've seen myself in negotiations with customers. So I'm talking back in the days when I was working in tech sales, and even people in my team, actually, you get caught up in the negotiation. Maybe you have a great relationship with that person, or maybe you're just caught up in the emotions because you have different things going on. Maybe you're under pressure that day. Doesn't really matter. But sometimes your emotions get in the way. So having a reservation price and being really aware of it and coming to the table prepared will keep you grounded. Finally, let's talk about the ZOPA, or the Zone of Possible Agreement. The ZOPA is where the magic happens. It's the range where both parties can agree. If there is no overlap between your reservation price and theirs, there's no deal. So imagine you're trying to buy, let's say, a house. You're willing to go up to 275k euros, but the seller won't take less than 255k. So the ZOPA is between 255k and 275. So you have a range to negotiate. But if your reservation price was only 250k and the seller's was 275k, there's no ZOPA, no overlap, and no deal can happen unless one of you changes your terms. So knowing your ZOPA helps you see where you can push and where you need to hold firm. Really, when you think about it, and even if you look at your own experience, which I'm sure you have, you know that negotiation isn't just about claiming value. It's also about creating value. And that brings us to our kind of final point I really want to make. And that's around value creation through trades. It's what turns a good negotiator into a great one. The idea is simple. You give something up that you value less in exchange for something that matters more to you, right? So both parties walk away feeling like they've won. So let's go through a last example. So let's say Connor and Kieran are collectors of rare Irish paintings. Connor has a rare painting of Yeats that Kieran really wants. And Kieran has a painting of Paul Henry Connor needs to complete his collection. So they agree to a deal, let's say, of 250k plus the exchange of paintings. So both walk away happy because they traded something of lesser value for something they valued much more. You see, value creation like this is how you transform negotiations from a win-lose scenario into a win-win. It requires creative thinking, knowing what the other side values, and finding ways to trade for mutual benefit. So to recap, here are the few things I really hope you take away from today's episode. You need to know your BATNA. That's your safety net. Set your reservation price. Yes, you need to know your walkaway point. Understand your ZOPA. It's the overlap where a deal is possible. And don't forget, it's all about creating value through trades. Find ways to make both parties happy. And you both win, and you maintain or create great lasting relationships. So as part of your preparation for your next negotiation, whether it's with a customer, supplier, or even your team, think through these concepts. What's your BATNA? What's your reservation price? And is there a ZOPA? The more you prepare, the more confident and successful you'll be at the negotiation table. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Leadership Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe and share it with your network. I'm Liliane, and I'll see you next time, where we'll explore another essential leadership topic. Until then, happy negotiating!